Hey y'all, it's Poetic Shell. Welcome to Resonance, my spoken word sanctuary. Thank you for being in the present moment with me. I hope my art resonates with you, encourages you to vibrate higher, and be truthful in your thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's get into it. Wasted worries. Fear has settled into my bones and made a home in my nervous system. I am on edge like I am still in the field picking cotton against my will. My brain does not believe I am safe. I come from a long line of people who felt afraid. That trauma was weaved into my tissues while I was in the womb. It feels so intertwined into the fibers of my being, I forget to be attuned to my joy, all the reasons I have to experience gratitude. I am ashamed that I have to pop a pill to clear it away, to ask my heart to be still, to feel the steadiness of the earth, to ask my stomach to rest and digest, to clear the sweat that drenches my hands and feet, to turn my mind off repeat, to block the neural pathways to my deepest fears. Is this an emotion or a chronic disease? I can put a band-aid on it and smile today, deal with it in the next decade, or dig until my hands are bloodied trying to find the root. Is it the food? Is it the deterioration of democracy? Is it the abuse? Is it capitalism? Is it my habitual negative attitude? My inability to rest and be present? Always on the lookout for threats, trying to get ahead of what could go wrong. I am never prepared for when it all goes right. Caught off guard when I find the light. Now what do I do with my wasted worries? I give them to God and ask Him to keep them for me. Replace my fear with faith, affirm that I am safe. Focus only on the good things. Filter out the negativity, enjoying the blessings I manifested through answered prayers. Avoid the extremes and live in the gray. In moderation, the middle way. Accept and allow, willfully tolerate. Relinquish the illusion of control. Breathe and be. A round of applause. I am divinely protected, eternally blessed, so I don't stress. I flow. You'll find me at the bottom of a rainbow, shimmering, glistening like gold. And the outside matches my soul with this pretty ass heart and cultivated compassion. I manifest my dreams through action. I'm a walking answer prayer, so your weapons won't prosper here. I walk in faith, never fear, never waver, never stray from my authenticity. Nourish my spirit with deep conversations with my girls. Heavy meditation, make love to my husband like I am out of this world. I plant seeds with positive thoughts, actions, and speech. I watch them bloom into a love that's true and a life that's full. I bet it'll rub off on you just by being in my presence. My light is infinite. I am not diminished by pouring into others. I am really just a lover. I can't stay mad for too long. I let it go so it doesn't fester in my spirit. If you listen closely, you can hear it, the sound of my anxiety melting away. I repeat, I am no longer afraid until I believe it, until the tension in my shoulders releases and my inhales and exhales are even. The balanced rhythm of my pen when I am in flow, an easy stop and go, I was made for this. Sealed with a kiss from God, I lean into self-assurance, whisper sweet affirmations, and it sounds like a round of applause. I died. I died after I spent my whole life worrying about dying, instead of loving without conditions, quieting the noise, asking my soul to listen. Diving into the trenches of my being and living out my purpose, exploring the depths of my fears and just being here, breathing, free of hesitation, offering no apologies for my truth, deepening my compassion for those who devalue my identity. Intimidated by my intersection of Black femininity, replacing anxiety with faith in the eternal unfolding beyond my control. Investing in connections that fill me instead of material possessions I cannot take with me, awakened, present. Marveling in the mystery of the destination, moving in kindness in response to hate, authoring my destiny, altering my fate. Releasing myself from expectations, making the decision to just be, create, assembling words that are reflective of my higher self, accessed through meditative states, vibrating at my optimum frequency, welcoming the cyclical version of my soul. Thank you for listening. If my art resonated with you, let me know. Connect with me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at poetic_shell. You can also visit poeticshell.com to read my blog, Satya, updated monthly. Catch y'all in the next moment.